These are the chart notes for Day 3, October 17.
Please note in David Kramer's chart, received David's immunization records from Grace Tai, MD. Called and left message for his mother to make appointment for David's MMR, DPT, and IPV immunizations. Next note in Thomas Babb's chart, lab results UA and CBC were within normal limits. PSA normal at 0.89 nanograms per milliliter. His cholesterol was 220, triglycerides 215, HDL 35, and LDL 132. Laura Lund, pap smear was negative, card mailed to patient. Florence Sherman, CC, nasal congestion, paragraph. HPI, patient has had nasal congestion and pressure on both sides of nose for 3 days. Patient states that she had similar symptoms last year, and it was a sinus infection. Slight sore throat and headache. Sense of facial fullness. Pain and pressure mainly over cheeks and over eyebrows, paragraph. Exam, BP 132 over 88. Low-grade fever of 99.5 degrees. Pulse, 68 and steady. No known allergies. Enter. HEENT. Sinus area tender to touch. Nasal exam shows inflammation and thick, purulent drainage. Mouth and pharynx, negative. No lymphadenopathy. Enter. Chest, clear to auscultation. Paragraph. Assessment. Acute sinusitis. Paragraph. Plan. Refer patient to University Hospital for sinus x-rays. Patient recommended to use OTC decongestants. Instructed in the use of steam inhalation and local application of warm compresses. Patient to get plenty of bed rest and drink fluids to promote drainage. RTC if symptoms worsen. We'll call patient when receive x-ray results. Stephen Villano, V-I-L-L-A-N-O. Subjective. Sore throat for 2 days. Fever ranged from 100 degrees to 103 degrees. Paragraph. Objective. Temperature 101 degrees. TMs are normal. Pharynx is red with exudate. Anterior lymph nodes are tender. Chest is clear. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Strep screen positive today. Paragraph. Assessment. Strep pharyngitis. Paragraph. Plan. Pen VK 250 milligrams 1 QID for 10 days. Return PRN. Gary Robertson, Robertson. Subjective. Patient presents with urgency, frequency, dysuria, and hematuria. Patient had episodes of vomiting, chills, and fever with pain in left side of back, slight headache. Symptoms present on and off for the past 5 days. Paragraph. Objective. Temperature 100.8 degrees. Enter. HENT. Normal. Mouth and pharynx, negative. No lymphadenopathy. Enter. Chest. Clear to ANP. Enter. Abdomen. Soft and non-tender. CVA demonstrates tenderness on left. See lab report showing elevated WBCs. Paragraph. Assessment. Acute pyelonephritis. Paragraph. Plan. Admit to hospital for blood culture, repeat urine culture, and IV antibiotics. Get IVP in 2 days. Monica Armstrong, ARMSTRONG. Patient complains of irregular periods since June. Intermittent spotting with heavy flow. LMP, January. She has noticed some hot flashes. Patient feels fatigued with mood swings. Paragraph. Objective. Heavy flow currently. Monica hasn't had CPE for several years. Paragraph. Assessment. Menopausal symptoms. Paragraph. Lab. UA negative. CBC is within normal limits. Paragraph. Plan. Number 1. Schedule complete physical with pap smear. Number 2. SMA8 and FSH labs also done today, awaiting results. Number 3. Refer to University Hospital for mammogram. Number 4. Patient sent home with Hemoculture card and directions. Number 5. Patient to consider hormone replacement therapy, given pamphlet, which will be discussed at physical. Doris Casagranda, CASAGRANDA. Subjective. Rash in right axilla about 1 month. Not painful, but does want to scratch it constantly. Paragraph. Objective. Enter. Skin. Pustular eruption in right axilla surrounding hair follicle shafts. Paragraph. Assessment. Hidradenitis, comma, suppurative, comma, mild. Paragraph. Plan. Clindamycin, 2% lotion to affected area BID, times 7 days. Follow-up in 7 days for recheck. Suggested using sharp razor, cleanse with soap and water. Discussed chronicity of problem. Last dictation for today is Todd Grant, GRANT. Chest X-ray results from October 16. No fracture, no active disease.